Blog Talk Radio.
Fundamentalism. But tonight I'm upset because I've watched rhinos team up with demo camos and the media to try and kneecap Trump once and for all. And they started with the con game. Now, Captain Con, who's buried in Arlington Cemetery, took a bad hit in 2004, when he supposedly told his men to step back while he investigated a vehicle that blew up, and he died. And that must have been very sad. But his father is not Captain Khan. His father is a registered agent for Saudi Arabia. And his father has an agenda. And his father waved the Constitution around, but what he didn't tell the stacked deck was that Sharia law overrules the Constitution, and that's what he believes. And he's taken down his website. So, El Trumpo got attacked, and he defended himself, and the people that believe that a child is not a real person until they're outside the womb accused him of being insensitive. So, instead of falling for that crap, I've decided that my topic tonight is going to be the media lies for Obama and Clinton, and Trump is the answer. He takes on all comers. And I just caught Sean Hannity and Rudy Giuliani, and the media is saying Trump is too friendly with Putin. And Giuliani said to Sean Hannity, "You and I both know Trump. Do you think he's going to take any guff from a Putin?" And they both laughed. That's right. He's an attack dog, Trump. You attack him, he's going to bite your ass off. Yeah. So, let's talk about the real problems of America. And let's start with Obama's cover-up of his Afghan losses. And you heard about the $400 million that was used to buy back of four hostages. Now, I wonder that where that $400 million comes from. What do they have, a little cookie jar they go into? Yeah, they sent it over unmarked money in an unmarked plane. You wonder how much of the $400 million comes back in the way of political contributions. Do you think the Iranians get to keep the whole $400 million? If Trump was in charge, he would have sent monopoly money. If Trump was in charge, he would have seized the Iranian consulate, just like they seized the American consulate, and then he would have negotiated for his hostages compared to their hostages. And that's why we need Trump. We can't go along with these Kaliwali people. Kaliwali is Arabic for this and that. Mens a mens, is it in Italian? So, while the demo commos go shame on Trump over the con job, they tiptoe around the greatest cover-up since Benghazi. The Obama, Kerry, Clinton, Panetta, Dempsey body count in Afghanistan. You know nothing about it because you're watching the wrong TV channels, and even Fox didn't cover it. To date, the party of death has lost 1,575 Americans, and the media covered it up as usual. In 8 years, Bush lost 461, and the press displayed everybody by name, rank, serial number, and a photo. Not to mention all the microphones stuck in a gold star mother's face. The first question to mom was, how do you feel knowing that your son died under George Bush? But when the vanilla fudger and Madame LaFarce took over, they got to see us in communist press to cover up Obama's losses. The wounded count climbed from 7-1 to 9-1. How clever the czars of deception are. Not one American was mentioned as their bodies were quietly slipped home, dumped unceremoniously, and not even noticed by the country. The C media seemed to it that no one knew. ABC, CNN, NBC, CBS. 1,570 killed times 9 wounded gives us 14,175 wounded. That's a lot of KIAs and casualties you never heard about. Today I was driving on a busy New Jersey highway and I saw something that broke my heart. I passed a young man in a wheelchair, commuting home with no legs, under arm power. And I wondered if he was one of Obama's casualties. You know, that $400 million that they gave to the uraniums will pay for copper lugs made in Iran that get packed in IEDs in Syria and blow the legs off Americans. And this poor guy was out there. He was truly the spirit of America, and he was propelling himself, no legs, in a wheelchair, up an incline. And I would have stopped to help him, but I would have been killed in the pileup because the cars were speeding by, and this poor guy was in the bicycle lane. I don't know why they got a bicycle lane. It's unbelievable. But God bless him, and tonight we'll say a prayer for him that he does not become one of the 22 who take their lives every day. Lord, protect our boys and girls. If you look at my site tonight, you're going to see a girl, beautiful girl, in a bikini, jogging along the beach, blonde ponytail in the wind, and she's missing her feet. She's running on those banana shoes. It's very sad, absolutely sad. And that's the price some people pay while others complain about secondhand smoke and want reparations for slavery. Yeah, who are you going to get it from? You're getting it from me. The day my government pays reparations for slavery is the day they get their last penny. So you better weigh that very carefully. So guess how Obama covered up 14,175 wounded and 1,575 killed, KIAs. It was so simple. It was a stroke of an executive order. What he did was he no longer classified the Americans as American. He classified them as NATO troops to be identified later, and later never came. Do you remember GI got court-martialed because he refused to wear a NATO beret and they kicked him out of the military? It was either that or that trumped-up charge, which is a bad play on words, because I'm a trumpeter. Or they could have charged him with praying out loud. The only thing Americans are allowed to do anymore is a moment of silence. But when Jesus led the people in the Our Father, he didn't call for a moment of silence. So whether it is bribes or Benghazi, the name of the Demo Camo game is Operation Cover-Up. We'll break for a tune.
A time for us, someday there'll be, when chains are torn, by courage born, of a love that's free. A time when dreams, so long denied, can flourish, as we unveil the love we now must hide. A time
Thanks, Johnny Mathis, a real great guy. One classified email should have brought prosecution of Hillary. I pray not one American died because of her selfishness above the law. What can you expect from a party that has no God, no country, no flag, no anthem, and no kids? I saw cartoons of Trump sinking a ship. The only sinking ship is the Communist Party, the Butcher Shop Party, who gave us death and corruption, the minority who now rules the majority, the party that sells baby brains for $3,400 a head, the party of KGB agents like Snowden and Chelsea Manning, the party, the first presidential team to leave Americans to die, but watch it with an unarmed drone, supposedly unarmed. The party that can't handle roofies and a 3 a.m. phone call at the same time. The brainwashing party, whose media controls 40% of the minds of fools. You call them Democrats, I call them communists. It's all one big con game. And I remember Harry Reid's famous quote when he was confronted with lying about Romney. And you know what his answer was? We won, didn't we? Any trick in the book. That's how communists operate. Sometimes they play both ends against the middle. No Trump, no freedom. Slavery only for everybody. You're already a slave. If you're doing drugs, you're a drug slave. If you can't lose weight, you're a food slave. And based on your latest tax return, you're a tax slave. And here, $400 million came out of your tax money to pay off the Iranians. Did you know Ross Perot, who they made fun of? And they mocked him. And because he was a third-party candidate, they crushed him. Did you know that when Jimmy Carter could not get American hostages out of Iran, Ross Perot went to Iran and got out all the employees of his company that were based in Tehran? They were all in jail. And Ross Perot went to that jail and broke them out. And he was just a businessman like Trump. How's that? Maybe we need more businessmen like Ross Perot and Donald Trump. And of course the media destroyed Ross Perot. But what he did could not be duplicated, not by the CIA, not by the U.S. military. So, think about that, because we're not too good at intel. As a matter of fact, we suck at it. Yeah, all the way back to Pearl Harbor. The only intel coup we pulled off was making Hitler believe we were going to invade Calais. But we couldn't find the Japanese Navy until they showed up on a Sunday morning. It is really sad. Mark well these rhino bastards who vote communist for the Bee of Benghazi and the Vanilla Fudger. There's a guy that hates America, man. You have no idea how much he hates you, and he don't care what color you are. You're an American. Americans are up against the most powerful lie machine ever created by Joseph Stalin. And Stalin infiltrated the State Department in the 40s. And they're still infiltrated. Were they the bag men for the deal for Iran? The American Revolution was won by 20% of the population. and we may very well see those numbers again. Christians are being beheaded and enslaved. You want to see what's really going on in the Middle East and Mexico? Mexico is another Middle East in the making. Go to Shubat.com. That's Shubat. Shubat, WaletShubat.com. He'll show you what's really going on. He'll show you pictures that will make you sick. The American Revolution was won by 20% of the population. Christians are being beheaded and enslaved every day. You know that an 8-year-old girl was traded for 10 cigarettes by her husband? Is that what you want here in the USA? Only terrorists are allowed in. There are no Christians on the sanctuary lists. The party of death to little children hates the military, but plays the military card to look like they care. Did Hillary's run for the presidency was a staged joke. Only two white people were allowed to run for president. Trump competed against a cross-section of Americans, 17 in all. We had Pataki's. We had Fiorino's. We had Cruz's. We had Rubio's. We had Carson's. What a great guy he is, man. You want somebody loyal to be on your side, you gotta say hello to Ben Carson. They ran to him today to get him to say something negative about Trump. He won't do it. He won't do it. He reasons. That's why. He makes sense. He is mucho sabi. Yep. All Democamo tactics are Soviet tactics. They control the media and the message. All who oppose them are muzzled like a moment of silence. Trump is the answer. No Trump, no freedom. Rhinos are the biggest threat, the ones you see and the ones that you don't see. They work for Hillary. Trump is love. I got a blog out there, Trump is love. It's very nice. You should see it. You go to Blog Talk Radio, Spirit of America Party, and look for Trump is love. We'll go back for a song. A bartender, a champagne. I have a coupon. Keep the ball rolling, folks. the Fort Leavenworth 10, and there may be more than 10, who have been unjustly imprisoned by Obama Clinton for fighting back on the battlefield. Their lives are ruined. They're doing 15 years in prison. Their families are destroyed. Their breadwinner is in prison. They've lost all their military benefits. There's one, Sergeant Vela, who was in Iraq. He was part of a sniper team. They were watching a village. It was a three-man team. They had an officer in command. And a guy got close to their concealed position. And the commanding officer ordered Vela to shoot him in the head. Vela shot him in the head. And the villagers brought charges against the three Americans. And your brave government decided they would send two Americans back to the States, the officer in charge and one guy who was threatened to testify against Vela, or he would get jail time too. So Vela was hung out to dry. The Iraqis wanted to try him in an Iraqi court, but the U.S. Army would not agree to that, but they agreed to charge him in an Iraqi court, but by U.S. military. So they found Vela guilty. And the two Americans that went back to Fort Bragg were found not guilty. So Vela was sent back to the States to do 15 years in Leavenworth. And his wife and two daughters, two little kids, had to sell their little meager house in Alaska and move down to Fort Leavenworth so that the kids could wave to daddy through the prison bars and get some visitation rights. But they lost. They had no benefits. They had nothing. They're probably on welfare. And this is how the Democrats under Obama and Clinton treat our faithful military, that 1% that defends us and keeps us from having our throats cut. And this is how they get paid back. It is really sad. Say a prayer for Evan Vela and all the other guys that got railroaded by this communist administration. And it's done deliberately. It's to discourage good men from joining. And it's to intimidate those who are left to do the dirty work. So say a little prayer for those families. And I know when Trump comes in, that's all going to change. There's going to be a changing of the guard. So having said that, we'll say goodnight. God keep you safe. And pray for the 22 who are going to leave us tomorrow with PTSD. It is really sad. Take care, folks.